ESL.com. School orientation. What does it mean? Orientation for what? You're going to a new school. And not just that. You're going from a school of high school to a college university. You're going from maybe 1,000 people to 20,000, 50,000, and so on. How do I handle it? What do? How can I fit in? Am I panicking? Am I going to be adaptable? What am I going to do? Here at LightningESL.com, I'm trying to help you adjust, get ready for many things in the future for a brand new school. What does it mean? More teachers, bigger parking lot, bigger lunchroom, more people around me. Do I have a locker or not? Where's my class? Where's the school? How do I get to school? How do I find my class, etc.? You have many, many questions in your head, don't you? A brand new schedule. Who are these people? Who are these teachers? How am I going to pass? Is it worth going to this institution or not? Many questions, isn't it? But you have to say to yourself slowly, I've come this far. Yes, I can adapt to something bigger and better. That's why I made this choice to begin with. I believe I can grow. I can learn more. It'll help me for the future. Future meaning what? A family? A better job or career? A new place to live? What does it mean? Well, you have to start somewhere, and it's called school orientation. That's what it's called. When I went to university 1,000 years ago, there was no school orientation. Basically, I got a school handbook in the mail. That's right, mail. Long before email situation. A book came in the mail. This is the school. These are the rules of the school, etc. In the mail came my schedule. When I'm supposed to be in class, the name of the class, the program, the room number, and the time. Yeah, that's it. There are no people telling you what to do, what to expect. These are the guidelines, etc. We had nothing. Things have changed, haven't it? Some schools have orientation here in 2023. Some schools do not. It's a question of time, distance from the students, the cost of having such a venue or celebration in some kind of building or room, etc. So again, depends on the school. I've seen many, many students in the past go to university, for example, and there's no orientation. Here's your class list. Here's the books you have to buy. They'd go to the bookstore of that institution, buy the books long before the actual school semester started. Yeah. So every semester is different. Every school is different, how they orient themselves for brand new students. Interesting, isn't it? But you are a brand new student. What do I do? Where do I go? What do I say? How do I adapt? What can I do? As I talked to before. Again, face to face, but again, step by step, sometimes called baby steps. Take your time, relax. You'll fit in slowly, you'll adjust slowly. Don't panic. Take your time, ask lots and lots of questions. Yeah. You're not expected to know everything, but also at the same time, with a lot of initiative, you're expected to learn a lot on your own. Don't expect the school to show you and do for you everything. No. In today's so-called modern age of computers and laptops, cell phones, etc., you're expected a lot on yourself, to learn on yourself. Yeah. So inquire as much as you can, with good respect and manners, to the person you're asking about your school situation. Ask a lot. Be prepared to wait for an answer. Be prepared for waiting online. That's right. You're not alone. There might be thousands of students out there at the same question going to the same school. Yeah. So again, be prepared. That is the key for everything. This is LightningESL.com. Thank you very much for your time. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.